Downey, California turned 50 last year, and like so many other baby boomer cities, it's going through a midlife crisis. The sounds of change are everywhere. In the churches, in the preschools. Spanish now competes with English as a language of choice. Downey's gone from majority white to Hispanic in just 10 years. This is the story of how one Southern California city is grappling with a demographic transition on its golden anniversary.
There was only one traffic light. That was at Lakewood and Firestone.
Hugh Hoskins' family has been in Downey since 1943 and Kate Davies' family since 1955. Davies, who heads the Downey Museum of Art, gives me a driving tour of the city.
As a kid, it was great. Behind us was an orange grove with a barn, right here in Florence, a barn, a bunkhouse with a bunk still in it. This is in the 50s, late 50s.
The farmland became homes, schools, and shopping plazas. Jennifer DeGay Givens owns a local newspaper, the Downey Patriot.
It was the best place in the world. When you went to a restaurant, you walked in and people knew who you were, and you could sit down and have a conversation with your waitress who'd been there for 100 years.
Downey fully embraced the suburbia portrayed in Leave It to Beaver and Happy Days. It had the oldest Taco Bell and one of the first McDonald's stands in the country. Hugh Hoskins.
It was the center of teen activity in its youth. It brought people from miles around for 15-cent hamburgers, and it was the place to see and be seen.
But the big draw was the aerospace industry that helped build the Apollo, Saturn, and space shuttle projects. One plant alone employed almost 30,000 people in its heyday. The city even made its motto, Future Unlimited. Councilman David Gaffin.
The universe is at our doorstep. Our future is unlimited. We were not confined by an atmosphere. We're not confined by our bodily components. We could do anything we wanted to, as was the whole attitude of the United States back in the 60s and 70s when we were in the space race.
Downey's population grew exponentially in the 1950s to near 100,000 because of this progress. But in the last decade and a half, government aerospace contracts stopped coming and the factory closed in 1999. Most Downey businesses today are in retail or healthcare. Meanwhile, ethnic changes have been just as remarkable. Councilman Gaffin.
Way back when I was a little kid, if you want to call it that, we were a lily white community. In fact, most of Los Angeles County was.
It wasn't easy being Hispanic in Downey back then. Judy DiUlio's parents owned the only Mexican restaurant in town.
My mother said to my brothers and I from an early age that we were born in this country, that we were Americans, that we were going to learn to speak the language without an accent so that there would be no discrimination against us. We grew up American as can be.
Mexicans who weren't as assimilated in the 1960s and 70s knew to watch out for Downey police. When Councilman Gaffin went to Downey High School in the late 60s, he had some Latino friends from Pico Rivera.
And he'd be like, hey, come on over Saturday and let's go, you know, go shoot hoops or we'll go do something. No, I'm not coming in the town. Why? Anytime I come in the town, the cops pull me over and give me a ticket because car's too low or the lights are blown on the car, whatever the case is. But we had a reputation of a hard and very strict police force.
Yet Mexicans like Judy DiUlio, who lived in Downey in those years, appreciated the police stop people who looked out of place.
Well, now that the whole population has changed, the police can't do that anymore because there is no typical Downey resident.
Nadine Morris, for one, isn't thrilled about the population shift. She heads the Downey Senior Citizens Recreation Club.
Park outside any school when it lets out. See what you see. It's unbelievable. I don't know where the white people went. Mostly the white people are the older people in the community. They've lived here a long time and their children are grown and gone.
Morris and other residents moved to Downey from surrounding cities to get away from violence.
I came from Huntington Park and it turned into little Tijuana. And we had a drug dealer across the street and there was a shooting and I decided I didn't want to live there anymore. So I looked around and I decided that Downey was a very nice place and I decided that's where I'd like to live.
Now residents feel crime may be up in Downey as well, but the police insist crime is down compared with 10 years ago. Still, police and residents are quite concerned about gangs.
I remember high school students telling me a few years ago, that the Downey police, you know, all they did was hassle them and harass them, and just because they were Mexican.
Judy DiUlio teaches English learners at West Middle School.
And I said, really? I said, you know, I've never been harassed by the police. And I said, even when I was your age, I was never harassed by the police. And they said, well, that's because you don't look like us. And I said, well, there you go. Don't dress like that. Don't have your pants hanging off your body. Don't wear the makeup. Don't, you know, talk the way you do and flash gang signs. And there you go. Then the police won't harass you.
The high schools now have strict dress codes to discourage typical gang clothes. No wonder new Hispanic residents move to Downey from surrounding communities for the safety in top-notch schools. Some call it the Hispanic Beverly Hills. Cesar Ibarra looked up to Downey while at neighboring Bell High School.
You wouldn't want to go there to live there, you know, just because, you know, the houses were better, the community was better, you know. It was just, it was kind of like a goal, you know. If you got there, you got a sense that, okay, you kind of made it, you know.
Many neighboring cities are 95% Hispanic. Downey is more than 65% Hispanic. White flight is one cause of the dramatic shift. About half of Frank Williams' neighbors moved out when minorities started moving in.
Somehow there's a perception that when people of different colors move in, the neighborhood's going down. But I disagreed with them, and I told them that.
Over at the Senior Club, Nadine Morris says membership has dwindled.
I think we would probably have more seniors come because there are seniors that are Hispanic. But they don't speak the language, and they hesitate to come because they know we don't speak their language. If you're not English-speaking, then you should go to school and learn it. It's available to them. They won't do it, and I don't know why.
Now we're going to look at some of the questions on page 12.
But it's not that simple.
Using some of these idioms.
Our class numbers are around 45.
Downey Adult Schools, Julie Moret.
At the beginning of the quarter, when we begin this next January 8th, I suspect we're going to have at least 55 in each classroom. And that's not the ideal for a language situation, but when you're, you know, when you have so many people wanting in, you know, we tell the teachers take as many students as fit in the class as far as chairs.
The adult school each quarter teaches 700 ESL students who study English to get better jobs. Yet some whites say they see and hear too much Spanish, even in their favorite stores, and it bothers them.
The day I went into the bank, and the only sign in English was the exit sign. And I said, well, they're not clearly not talking to me.
They gather together, and I understand they gather together because they speak the language. But it makes the original residents here feel as though they're just being walked over, and we are being walked over. We're being ignored, and we're being just pushed aside. But you see, children as small as that, need to start learning English. Now, she won't learn English if her mother speak or parents speak Spanish until she goes to school. She will be well engrossed in the other language that will do her no good in school. The parents, they just don't seem to care that their children are having this hard a time.
But Judy DiUlio doesn't see it that way. In her middle school classes, the immigrant students, who usually speak a language other than English at home, do better than native-born students. DiUlio says parents are the driving force.
A lot of students have said, you know, I'm going to be a lawyer, I'm going to be an architect, and, you know, and I'm going to do this for my parents and that for my parents. And a lot of their parents are janitors, wash cars, clean houses. You know, they live in small little apartments, more than one family to an apartment.
Work ethic is key to student success. However, many immigrant parents can't improve their English because of job and family pressures.
Homes for homeless. Casas para los que no tienen casas.
At the library, Storytime is bilingual, and the Hispanic parents like it that way.
It's important for any child to learn two languages in order to... I think survive in the competitive world today.
We just want them to have that, have another access to a second language and be proficient at it, and hopefully that leads on to another language, hopefully a third language.
What would you like the third language to be?
We're thinking Chinese.
People who are bilingual in English and Spanish or another language are sought after in the workplace. More than a third of the city's police officers are bilingual, and a few city council members are bilingual. Most Downey churches are bilingual, too. Calvary Chapel has had a growing Spanish language congregation for 15 years. Now close to 2,000 people come on holidays. Spanish ministry pastor Manuel Lopez jokes that he needs a larger worship space.
If we can get a Dodger Stadium, that's perfect every Sunday.
The church even has a service in Arabic, and Lopez thinks there will be ministries in Asian languages. Longtime resident Frank Williams sees this trend continuing.
I think Downey will be primarily a blended city, a metropolitan city, a cosmopolitan city of different cultures and maybe different languages.
Los Angeles County will match Downey's demographics, more than 60% Hispanic, by 2050. Bilingualism, no doubt, will continue to flourish. How does a city with so much history reconcile with its motto, Future Unlimited? Well, Downey Historical Society member Hugh Hoskins says change is inevitable. Just look at the McDonald's hamburger stand.
If it were replaced, I wouldn't think there'd be too many people here too sad about it, except the people who just seem to want to cling to the past.
Southern California, after all, is famous for its makeovers, especially at midlife. David Cates, Annenberg Radio News.